Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching today is entitled, Be Alert.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let this house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Then Peter said, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, on arrival, finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, My master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations, nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. The Gospel of the Lord. The obvious message in this Gospel passage from Luke is to be prepared. Be prepared for the coming of the Lord at death. But we can also apply these words of Jesus to our everyday life. God is always mindful of us and constantly loving us. Love seeks union with the beloved. Imagine God being present with us at every moment, sharing every experience we may be having. Imagine God using these very ordinary life experiences to invite us to connect with Him, to become aware of His presence and love for us, and to encourage us to act in such a way that we are pleasing to Him. Think of a time when you might be impatient over a situation and are ready to be rude or thoughtless of others' feelings, and you get a quick thought of God's presence and His desire for your patient reaction and offering you that grace. Or imagine seeing someone at the grocery store who looks lonely and sad. And even if you're not in such a good mood yourself, you somehow are aware of God's presence, and you look at the person and smile. Or something as simple as holding back a sharp response when we have been hurt or annoyed. God is constantly looking for ways to connect with us, to draw us closer to Himself, to give us the opportunity to respond to His invitation to love Him more deeply. Think of the waves that are being sent out from a radio station. The waves are all around us, and we have a radio. But if the radio is not turned on, we cannot receive the message. God's invitation is always with us, but we have to be tuned in, open to receive God's message. Jesus is reminding us to be prepared, to be open at all times, in every situation, to be alert. every occasion is an opportunity for grace. Nothing is too small for God to use to bring us closer to Himself. The Son of Man will come at the second coming. The Son of Man will come at the time of our death. And the Son of Man comes many times during our day to invite us to a greater intimacy with Him. It is for us to be prepared, to be alert, and to recognize His invitation to come closer, to allow Him to draw us closer to Himself. Dear loving God, Your love for me is greater than I can imagine. You are constantly inviting me to deepen my love for You throughout my daily life. Help me to recognize Your invitation to respond to Your love in every day. Help me to be faithful each day, and I will not fear the day You come for me to call me home. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.